Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
He's out. Democrat former Newton Mayor Seti Warren is dropping out of the governor's race. Warren says it's mostly due to a lack of money. He's raised about $51,000. Republican Governor Charlie Baker has over $7 million. Joining us this morning to talk about this is Lauren Dzanski, who writes for Politico in Massachusetts. Good morning, Lauren, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I have to ask right off the bat, you surprised by this?
Absolutely. It took a lot of us by surprise simply because it was, you know, he was rolling out, you know, endorsements and fundraising, and he had issued statements and tweets, you know, related to issues to his campaign, you know, in the last 18 hours or so, even if you look at his Twitter feed. So there was never really an indication that things had powered down necessarily. But you look at the explanation that Seti Warren gave, that simply he could not overcome the fundraising hurdle to take on Governor Baker, who has, you know, upwards of $7 million in his campaign account. And it does make sense that, you know, now is the time to kind of call it quits.
What was money the only problem that Seti Warren faced, though?
I mean, there were certainly other issues beyond just simply raising enough money to run a campaign. Voters, by and large, according to, you know, multiple polls on the issue, showed that Seti Warren, among the other two Democratic candidates, really struggled to break through among Democratic voters.
I have to ask, do you think Seti Warren had a realistic path to victory for either the Democratic nomination, considering he still has two challengers, Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey, or did he have a realistic chance at beating Governor Baker?
You know, that was actually one of the reasons that Seti Warren gave for dropping out of the race in an email to supporters this morning. He said that he wanted to run a campaign that could win, and ultimately it became clear that that's not the case. So clearly that, you know, was an issue there.
How do you think this leaves the Democratic field looking with Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Massey the only candidates left?
This certainly creates an opportunity for one of them to pull ahead. Seti Warren said that he doesn't plan to endorse either of the other Democrats running. And you know, this allows, going into the state Democratic convention this summer, this allows either candidate to kind of shore up support. All three of them were expected to make the primary ballot in September. But, you know, what type of support, you know, either winning candidate has will be bolstered by the folks who, you know, ultimately have to jump ship from Seti Warren because he's no longer in the race.
But, you know, I'm wondering, Lauren, do you think that this move by Seti Warren leaves both Gonzalez and Massey looking weak as well in terms of running a race against Governor Baker, who now, as we know, has a big fundraising lead and a political advantage over either Democrat?
I think that's certainly going to be a significant Republican talking point. The thing about the Democratic field is that there really hasn't been much differentiation between all three candidates. You know, Seti Warren has had issues with fundraising, but he's not the only one. Really, all three of them have struggled to raise enough money to really take on Governor Baker. So fundraising wasn't just a Seti Warren issue, although it, you know, it is kind of an overarching issue in general.
6 months to go before Election Day. You think anyone can beat Governor Baker?
That stands to be seen. Governor Baker hasn't still an incredibly strong level of, you know, support among Democratic voters. A recent poll last week by the Boston Globe and UMass Lowell showed that among registered Democrats in the 3rd Congressional District, Governor Baker had an 83% approval rating, and that's among Democrats. So he's clearly doing very well, but obviously anything can change. The only poll that really matters is on Election Day.
Lauren Dzanski from Politico and the podcast The Horse Race. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you for having me.